This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing a post-budget webinar today held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi assured that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, ट्रांसपेरेंसी और इंक्लूसिव ग्रोथ को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. कंसिस्टेंसी और रिफॉर्म्स का एश्योरेंस एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
The Prime Minister pointed out that stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances. The Prime Minister emphasized that the world recognizes the potential of India's toy, footwear and leather industries, and by combining traditional crafts with modern technologies, significant success can be achieved. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of this century. In her concluding remarks at the two-day visitors' conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening, the President said, in order to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and students would have to move forward with a global mindset. In another function at Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service today, the President emphasized that for development to be sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The President highlighted that the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity is bridging gaps, and the economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the PM thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlocking limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships in trade, technology, defense, agriculture, life sciences, innovation, skilling and academic exchanges. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Home Secretary of UK Yvette Cooper in London today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen today presented a plan to boost Europe's defence industry and increase military capabilities. Briefing media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said, Europe was in an era of rearmament and the region is ready to massively boost its defence spending. She said the plan, dubbed as Rearm Europe, can mobilise over $841 billion of defence spending. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai this evening. Chasing a target of 265 runs set by Australia, the men in blue successfully overhauled the target, scoring 267 for the loss of 6 wickets in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final of the tournament. Virat Kohli was the top scorer for India, contributing 84 runs off 98 balls. In the second semi-final tomorrow, New Zealand will face South Africa in Lahore. The winners of both semi-finals will clash in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.